Let's turn our Bibles to the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 6. We'll begin reading in verse 45. As we come to this second miracle in volume 2 of the miracles of Jesus, we are going to look at the beautiful story of Christ walking on the water. It's recorded actually in several of the Gospel records. We find it recorded in Matthew chapter 14 and John chapter 6, and we'll read the account here in Mark chapter 6, but there certainly are certain emphasis given in each of these accounts, and as we combine these together, we get a full picture of this miracle and of what the Lord Jesus Christ would have us to understand for our own lives through his working here in the lives of his disciples. Mark chapter 6, beginning with verse 45, the Bible says, "And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out, for they all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them, and saith unto them, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered. For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened." When we read Mark chapter 6 and verse 52, we understand that there's a connection between this miracle and the one we previously studied concerning the five loaves and the two small fishes. The Bible says they considered not the miracle of the loaves. These disciples had just seen something extremely miraculous in Christ feeding the 5,000 and Christ even using these disciples to distribute the bread. We've talked about that. But the Bible reminds us here, when we see this miracle, the Bible reminds us that we need the fresh touch of God every day. These disciples had not considered what they had just seen. They should not have been amazed at anything Christ had done after they'd seen him perform that miracle. And yet, at this moment, Christ is working in their hearts because he wants them not just to desire what he can do for them, meeting a need, feeding a hungry soul, that type of thing. He wants them to desire not just what he can do for them, but he wants them to desire him personally. And God works in their life this way. They needed more than a miracle. They needed the miracle worker. And they found themselves in this story in such a desperate situation. They didn't need some external need met. They just needed Jesus himself to come on the scene. And that's exactly what he did. It's the story of Christ walking on the water. We see, first of all, as we look at this miracle, we notice that the storm came. In fact, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 14 and verse 22 that Christ constrained his disciples to get into a ship. It says here again in Mark 6:45, "And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship." So this was God's will. This was Christ's desire for them, to get into the ship, to go out across the Sea of Galilee. And when we compare accounts that are given here in Scripture, we find out they were right about in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, halfway across. And here they are rowing and toiling and struggling, moving their way across. And as if things were not difficult enough getting across the Sea of Galilee, then a storm sweeps down off the mountains and sweeps across the Sea of Galilee, a terrible storm. The Bible says the wind became contrary, and suddenly they find themselves frightened. In fact, it must have been some storm for these sailors, these fishermen, to be as frightened as they were. They find themselves frightened, and in their thinking, they're all alone in the midst of this storm. A storm came. And what we have to realize is, in a Christian life, there's no painless way to follow the Lord Jesus. Storms are going to come. And what the devil wants us to do is just to blind us to the goodness of God, to blind us to the knowledge that God knows where we are in that storm. They thought, in their thinking, Christ was far removed from them. In fact, the Bible says he was up in a mountain alone praying. And in their thinking, Jesus was nowhere within reach. The storm came. But Christ came to these disciples in the midst of their storm. They had to exercise faith in God to wait on him and understand that he would come. And Christ is the one who comes to us in the midst of our storms and can bring us to the desired haven. A storm came, and storms are going to come in our lives. We notice, secondly, that the Savior came. The Savior came. Look with me, if you would, please, in the book of Matthew. And we notice this particular account. The Bible records, of course, about Peter. And what an interesting story it's given here in Matthew. Let's begin reading chapter 14, verse 26. Matthew chapter 14, verse 26. The Bible says, "And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit,' and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.' And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water.' And he said, 'Come.' And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, 'Lord, save me.' And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, 'O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?'" We find in Matthew 14 the interesting part of the story about Peter walking to Christ on the water and then taking his eyes off the Lord Jesus. He said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come." And then the Lord invited him. He said, "Come." Peter began walking out. Of course, he took his eyes off Christ. He cried out, "Lord, save me." And we see Christ caught him and brought him safely on board. And what an interesting story within a story. Peter exercising this faith in God and taking his eyes off Jesus. Just seems like Peter, doesn't it? But we see the bottom line is the Savior came to them. Despite even what happened with Peter, the Savior came. He brought Peter safely on board with him. He landed safely on board, and when he came, everything was all right. I imagine when those disciples saw the Lord Jesus, they were afraid. Certainly they'd never seen that before. But it's an interesting visual picture when we think about Christ walking on those waves, walking on top of those billows. The disciples so frightened, certainly Jesus wasn't frightened. When they saw him walking on those waves, literally everything that frightened them was under the feet of Jesus. He was on top of, he had conquered every single thing that was bringing them fear in life. And when the storms come to our life, we have to understand something. The Savior is going to come to our aid. The Savior is going to come to our help. Everything that frightens us, he's already conquered. Everything that is against us, he's above. It's under his feet. And the Savior came to these disciples, and he brought peace. He brought a calm. And certainly we ought to be thankful not only that the Savior comes to our storms and brings a peace and brings a calm, but we ought just be thankful that he loves us enough to desire to come to our aid, to desire to come and help us in the time of storm. The devil wants to blind us again to the goodness of God. In the midst of the storms, he wants us to think God's forgotten about us. God's nowhere to be found. But do not doubt that God loves you. No matter how great the storm and how long you think you've been sailing in it, in his time, he'll come and help you. Do not doubt the love of God. We find also in the story, not only that the storm came and the Savior came, but we see that the stillness came. The stillness came. The Bible says, back in our passage in Mark chapter 6, the Bible says in verse 51, "And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased. They were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered." The Bible says just very simply, the wind ceased. We know that the stillness came physically on the outside because the waves died down, the wind stopped blowing, the storm was gone. We know a stillness came on the outside, but a stillness also came on the inside. In Mark chapter 14, in that account, verse 32, the Bible says not only did the storm cease, but the Bible says that they worshiped him. These disciples worshiped him. They saw him as truly God, of gods. They saw him as the Almighty, all-powerful God, and they worshiped him. You see, Christ brought a stillness not on the outside, as far as the storm was concerned. He brought a stillness on the inside. He brought a stillness to their hearts. They knew that he was God, and they worshiped him. They gave him the worthiness that he deserved. And what we understand when we go through storms and put faith in God and trust the Savior to come in his timing, what we understand is not only does he come and deal with the storm or the circumstance, but he comes and ministers to our own hearts, and he helps us to worship him in a greater way. And through going through that storm and his coming to us, we understand more of who he is, and we see him more as truly Almighty God, and we worship him in a greater way. See, he brings a stillness to our hearts as well. We see in this miracle that nothing in life is too great for Christ to conquer. Nothing in life, no matter what you're facing, I'm sure it's greater than what I'm facing. I'm sure it's greater than what anybody else is facing. That's how we feel about all of our storms, right? But no matter what we're facing, nothing's too great for Christ to conquer. And when he comes, when he shows up, all is well. He calms our storms. He calms our hearts. And he proves that he is God. He gives peace to us in the midst of the storm. This is the story of Christ walking on the water. We want the Lord to help us as we teach it in our Sunday schools. It's the truth from the Word of God. I think it can help some people this week.